Blog Talk Radio.
To show you, put your don't your cat is canceled because she called you a nigga. All right. We got to get into some things. Y'all wanted to talk, so let's talk about it, okay? What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio back with another video. All right. We're going to get right into it because you guys have been blowing me up about this. honestly. We got a lot to get into. The call lines are open. The number is right here on the screen because I know we're going to probably have a lot of people with a lot to say. So get in now because this is not going to be a two-hour live. All right? Listen, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. All right, y'all. So I was out minding my business yesterday. You know, I was getting some sun and meditating and, you know, just really living my best life out in San Francisco at Dolores Park. And my phone is just pinging. I'm like, what is going on? What is going on? And it's just like, and then I even went live and I'm trying to, you know, be all zenful. And everybody's like, did you hear what happened to Doja Cat? Doja Cat is canceled. Doja Cat is canceled. And then my Twitter notifications are going crazy. I'm like, what's going on with Doja Cat? And so I'm like, I'm trying to find some, mind you, now I'm driving, trying to figure out what's going on with Doja Cat. So then I finally get to a settling place and I start to see what's going on. So apparently, now mind you, there wasn't a lot of info out there. But apparently Doja Cat is being canceled. There's a Doja Cat is canceled party happening right now on Twitter because she has apparently been seen on these tiny chats with these weird men, kind of, you know, white man, if you will. They call them incels. I never knew what any of these terms were. I will tell you this. Doja Cat has taught me a whole bunch of new vocabulary within the last freaking 16 hours, okay? I didn't even know what an incel was. So an incel is, well, we're going to pull it up. I'm going to paint the picture because I have to Google it. Like, what the hell is an incel? All right, so an incel, and this is in the Urban Dictionary, a.k.a. involuntary celibate, a person, usually male, who has a horrible personality and treats women like objects and thinks his lack of sex life is from being ugly when it's really just his blatant sexism and terrible attitude. Incels have little to no self-awareness, even when they see other ugly men with girlfriends. When they see ugly men with girlfriends, they consider these men to be tricksters who have somehow beat the system. Okay, so that is what an incel is. All right, so she sits online with these incel men, and she says weird things. Now, people have been saying that Doja Cat now has said that she does not like her black side because she's half black and half white. Her mom's white, dad's black. They're saying that she doesn't like that she's black. She's just glad that she's thick, different things like that. I didn't see any of that, but I did see a disturbing video that's going around. Everybody has seen it, where she was on the chat and they were saying, they were calling her loose and saying she was open, and then she says something, nigger. Like, I'm like, what? Okay, let's play it. Let's play what she said. Let's see, let me see. Yeah, here we go. Look. She says, they said the lady of the night, Doja, is so easy and loose. That's how they talk to her on the little chat. Okay. See, that's weird to me. I'm going to tell you why that was weird. And that just was really weird. Because it's just like they sit on there and just say a bunch of inappropriate stuff. And she subjects herself to being talked and degraded upon, and there was nobody black on this chat, mind you, and she just says, you guys can suck my dick, n-word. So it's just like they're just getting on here and just being hella inappropriate, and she's inviting that kind of colorism and that kind of, like, you know, racism stuff out. You know, why are you doing that? That's so weird. And see, people are saying, well, Doja Cat is, you know, that's her personality, this is this. Yeah, we understand, but remember, just last month the Barbs were canceling her because she was calling them weirdos, lunatics, and what all kind of names then. And then just back in 2015, some tweets resurfaced of her using the F word that rhymes with maggot, but starts with fat. it, okay? And, you know, and she cleaned it up. Now, she said nothing about this in particular, but I will tell you this. I think y'all know I haven't been really sold on Doja Cat and from the beginning. But before we get into that, there are people are also feeling some type of way because there's this other terminology, didn't do. She's got a song called Didn't Do Nothing. And I didn't know what the hell a didn't do was either. So I had to look up what a didn't do was. And so I found out what a didn't do was. Didn't do was just a new colorful word for the word nigga. Okay? Didn't do. Didn't do is a... I cannot even say that. That word, child. Y'all going to have to work with me. A pejorative. I ain't got it. Term used to mock blacks that commit crimes. And the excuses that's made for them derived from wailing family members, usually mentally unstable mothers that claim that they didn't do anything wrong. Oh, they said I said it right. Okay, I'm like, girl, I ain't never seen that word either. Bitch, I feel like I'm taking an English class doing gossip. Child, but thank God I graduated from some college or some high school, right? Shit. Or I could be like Quavo. That nigga just graduated yesterday, I think. But anyway, you graduate. Shout out to all the graduates. All right. So, anyway, that's the didn't do. So this is back in 2015. Now, she made her song, Didn't Do, she came out with a song, Didn't Do Nothing. And I'm guessing this is where this came from. Now, people were trying to associate that with Sandra Bland. I didn't see the association with Sandra Bland. I'm not going to beat that Sandra Bland horse. I didn't see that. I have my own opinions on Sandra Bland, so I don't really do a lot of Sandra Bland talk. But I don't think that this necessarily was about Sandra Bland. However, it was strategically placed, and I feel like she trolls. She does stuff like that to get a popular vote. That's hence the reason why she set up on freaking Tiny Chat with these men and just dropped the word nigger randomly. So then maybe she felt like, you know, maybe this was some weird ritual that she did in like some secret, like this stuff is real. This could have been some secret code that she was letting the people know, you know, that she was willing to go there and go against the blacks because didn't do. I'm not going to go through her lyrics. I mean, unless you guys just absolutely want me to. Okay, I guess I'll go through them because you guys are going to want me to. Let's go through some of these lyrics. Let's go through some of them. Let's go through some of these lyrics. Okay, let's see. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, so here's what the lyrics were saying. Can y'all see this? Okay, let's bring it all the way up. How much nothing can a didn't do do if a didn't do nothing? How much money could a didn't do make if a didn't do did all the things that you wish to? How much could a didn't do make? How much money could a nigga make if a nigga did all the things that you wish to? How much nothing can a nigga do if a nigga didn't do nothing? How much money could a nigga make if a nigga did all the things you wish to? I'm a degenerate. Smoke all your cannabis, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't like her. Like, I don't even like that she even put that out there. Because that's what she basically saying. How much nothing could a nigga do if a nigga didn't do nothing? Yeah, she's trash. Doja Cat. Let's get this. Wow. But here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with you guys. am I just going to be like, cancel Doja Cat? On one end, I'm like, yeah, screw her. I barely liked her anyway. You guys forced her down my throat. I still don't think she's a rapper. And you know, it just goes to show that how fickle a lot of people are, especially the Barbs, because the Barbs, they love anything that Nicki attaches themselves to. Now they're like, oh, damn, I was getting to like her. So you got to start liking people because you genuinely like them. Stop liking them because they know how to get in line with your faves or they do a song with this person so you like them. Like, have a mind of your own. Don't be, I understand we are in social media, so we follow, but at some point, break away from being a follower. A lot of you people didn't like Doja Cat, but you liked her because she did a record with Nicki, or she was kissing Nicki's ass to get on a record. So there was, we like Doja. Now you see that she thinks you're nothing but a bunch of didn't do niggas and maggots that rhyme with it's. Now you feel some type of way. Don't feel any kind of way now, girl. You liked her. You didn't have a mind of your own. You guys hate people with minds of their own like me when I say that she's not a rapper. She's a pop star. And I'm not sold on her. Now, but before we get into that, I want to talk about this for a second. I do. I really do. And I'm going to say this. I'm not going to, on one end, I want to cancel her. On the other end, it's like, girl, we can't really cancel her all the way because she just got a number one hit. And her song is in the top five songs in the world. The Say So remix. And the Say So regular version is charting top five in Europe. I think it was Australia. It's chart, like the Say So original is charting and the Say So remix is charting top five percentiles. Worldwide, she's number five in the whole world. And we're not just talking US Billboard, we're talking worldwide. So that is some mega, mega power, and that's a lot of energy. So absolutely, you're damn right people are going to pull up your skeletons in your closet. This is the time. She's about to ascend or transcend into another dimension of power, of celebrity, of access. This happens. This happens all the time. This happens all the time. So on one end, being a consumer, I'm like, okay, she's canceled. She's trash. She's garbage. She said the F word. She hates herself. She said nigger. She said this. She's a floozy. She's trash. But then, as a public figure who has been canceled and who's growing and whose colleagues or detractors bring up my thoughts at any moment, or fans or some ex-subscribers or people that don't like me anymore because they've been kicked out of the kingdom, they bring up, he hates black people. He's a colorist. He's self-hating. He said OG looks like a monkey. So on one end, I'm like, okay. So that side of me is like, girl, I'm not going to cancel her because I know the higher I go, the bigger my platform goes, is some dirty scoundrel, some hating ass, ugly, filthy, wish they could be, mad that they can't chat, horrible person that's going to wait for me to get an opportunity with the black woman and say, look at what he said about OG. Look at what he said. Oh, and he called another person the F word. And it's like, girl, we've been through that road. We got a T-shirt. I'm over it. I'm moving on. So that piece of me is like, girl, I'm not going to cancel her all the way because I know how people are. People wait till you get successful to try to capitalize off of it or speak out or, you know, detract in some sort of way of your success. She's just climbing up. that's what I feel like is happening with her. So, you know, I'm torn because I can't sit here and say cancel Doja Cat because of what she said 5 years ago. If I wouldn't want that same thing to happen to me. And I know that that's just part of growing. I can't tell you how many people sit up here and you know, want me to, you know, are waiting for me to get an opportunity just so they can, with a black woman, just so they can be like, oh, listen, he said this about an OG. You know what I'm saying? Now, speaking of that, Petty Jason Lee got involved. So Jason, and he's getting dragged. But Jason Lee got involved. Okay, so basically he's being petty and he's basically saying, are the Barbs at the front door? Are you guys here for the cancel Doja Cat party? Because you guys were living for all the BS that she said. Are you guys, you know, are you knocking on Nicki Minaj's door? And the Nicki stans and the fake Nicki stans and the fake Nicki supporters, because you got a lot of the fake Nicki bloggers out here. That are Nicki, I call them Nicki bloggers for pay, Nicki bloggers for clout, Nicki bloggers for subscribers, meaning they only support her because they found it better that they got more subscribers that way. Because, you know, if they didn't get them that, because once they was once Cardi fans and they was Nicki haters, but they seen that the Nicki follower, the Nicki, being it, the Barbs were supporting. People use the Barbs. So she's trying to get her come up off the Barbs. But anyway, a lot of the Nicki bloggers and the Nicki and the people, they're like, oh, Jason Lee, leave Nicki alone. Don't bring Nicki into this. What does Nicki have to do with this? I hate when everybody tries to attach Nicki Minaj to this. Everybody attaches Nicki Minaj. Don't do that. People always want to attach something to something, and you can't do that. Oh, really? Since when? Now, here's my thought. Let me give you my thought process first. I agree with that. I don't think that Nicki Minaj has anything to do with this, and I don't think that she should be attached to it. I want to go on record by saying that. So do I agree with what Jason Lee is doing? No, but do I understand it? Because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. It's always a problem when somebody attaches Nicki Minaj. But could you imagine if Cardi B, or hell, could you imagine what would happen if I was up here and I said, you know what, I like Doja Cat. How many coons, self-hating I would be, and anybody that worked with me, they would be canceling me left and right. Could you imagine if Cardi B would have just did a feature with her and Doja Cat, this all came out, somehow it would have been, and I knew Cardi was a racist, and Cardi said this about black women. She called black women roaches. She said this about somebody's baby. Oh, my God. They would have went for 10 hours with no boo-boo and no piss breaks. I mean, going left and right, dragging it. Cardi needs to take the record off. It needs to be a cancel Cardi because she supports Doja Cat. Remove the record. Get off the record. Cardi's not black. It wouldn't even have been about Doja Cat anymore. Could you freaking imagine? Could you imagine? The world would have been on fire. The Barbs would have been lighting this bitch ablaze. The hypocrisy in some of you dusty mother... I can't stand you hoes. Now, neither one is right, but I'm just saying, we got to pick an energy. So we can't be attaching other people's mess to other people because it fits a narrative. So, Jason, no, we're not going to attach Nicki to this, but, you know, that means we going forward, if we don't want to attach Nicki to people that she works with when they do dumb shit, let's not attach anybody else. That goes for Cardi. That goes for me. That goes for Jason. That goes for you. Just attach it to the person that did it. Don't attach it to the people or the entities or the brands that work with them. Period. And if we can't do that, then anything that Nicki Minaj touches and they do some dumb shit, guess who's attached to it? Nicki Minaj. And don't cry about it. Don't cry about it. Just shut up and take it. Period, Pooh. It's simple. Are we getting into some things? Y'all wasn't ready for me to go there with y'all. No, because the biases just be through the roof with me. The biases be through the roof. And I can't take it. I cannot take it. Okay? What else? What else are we going to say? Before we get on here and take some of these calls, let me see what y'all are talking about on Facebook. Shout out to you over there on Facebook. So I see y'all. I see y'all. So if you guys haven't done so, make sure you guys like, share the video. And as far as Doja Cat, a lot of this is hearsay. There's no hardcore proof of a lot of everything that's supposedly been said. There is a page that was posting stuff, but I don't believe that page. That page is a Nicki page, but they post like fake news sometimes. Like some of their stuff do not be credible, so I don't follow. And a lot of y'all be sending me that page. I'd be like, girl, this page do not be accurate like that. Like they're not that credible. So I definitely wouldn't just post anything that they just exclusively got because they make shit up. So I need the facts. But so the fact and the receipt here is in this chat, they were talking to her like some type of object, and she just randomly said, "Suck my nigger." And that's all I needed to be done. She's the fool. But at the same time, but here's the thing with Doja Cat. I'm going to be honest with you. Her music is, I don't like her personality, I think. Like, I don't really, like, her personality, like, she's weird to me. And, like, I don't, and it's not weird, like, oh, she's eclectic weird. It's just weird, like, girl, you just stupid. Like, I'm not into it. Like, and then she's one of those people that, you know how, if you're around white people, certain white people, and they feel like, you know, they've earned their right to, you know, say nigga and just say just rude shit. And even if they're just meeting you, but they've had enough life experience where they feel like, you know, they can talk however they want to talk, and you should just understand that that's who they are. That's her. You know, just nigga, yeah, shit, you know, just talk to you regularly. You'd be like, girl, who are you talking to? Wait a minute. I don't know where you've been before. I don't know who you knew before you met me, but pump your brakes. Everything is not a kiki and laughing and I will slap the fuck out you. I don't know exactly who you're talking to, but I am not the one. She's that for me. She gives me that she will, you know, within the first 10 minutes of meeting her, she'll probably say something to you and probably have you offended. Like you're about to have to knock her because she would have said something. And you have to start, listen, bitch, I know you did not try me. What did you just say? And see, the people around her are so used to it, they let her make it. And even more so now, they continue to let her make it. They let her make it. Oh, she stole you. No. Just Doja will get just slapped talking to me. So, and I could already read that from her personality. That's what I'm saying. Like, me and her probably wouldn't mesh well personality-wise because I have to end up checking her off the rip. I don't care how you play in your chats with your team. Don't play with me. Period. She gives me that. And you know, those people, you have to be like, listen, don't play with me. That's not funny. I didn't think it was funny at all, bitch, actually. Actually, quite frankly, I'm offended. And I better actually get up and go because this is finna go left. And I'm not even trying to embarrass myself because I can go there. And I don't even want to do that. Like, she will take me there. I know she will. She has that personality. Very condescending. It's like a dry sarcasm and insults right there. And then, what? What did I do? because she's probably used to it. People let her get away with it so long. Shane really had her ass whooped. All right. Let's take a call. Yeah, we got a full queue. Okay, how long we been on here? Okay, let's get into some things. Well, before we do that, before we do get into some things, 6188, you next. You're going to be on here, but don't say nothing yet. Before we get into some things, I got to give my shout out to my girl. Actually, thank you. Hold on. I got to go to the Cash App because y'all been on it. LaMonica, thank you again, boo. Listen, this is like the fourth day in a row or third day in a row. LaMonica, always, as soon as I go turn on my camera, she sends me something for the platform. Thank you for your donation for the platform. Alvarado, Gisela, thank you so much for your PayPal for my platform. And Monique, thank you for the last four. So we're going to actually pull your number first because you Cash Apped to be pulled. So we're going to pull you first. 5419, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand. Look, I'm cooking so I don't have long to stay on the line, okay. But check this out. I feel like a lot of people are coming at Nikki about Doja simply because of the same thing as with Trump and Kanye. People feel like the people you associate with, you agree with what they stand on. So they feel like because Nikki associated herself with Doja Cat, they feel like whatever she does, whatever she says, that she agrees with it. And besides, Nikki hasn't came out and said anything either. So I think that's why everyone is, you know, bringing up Nikki and all this mess that Doja has going on. But that's just my opinion.
Right. And still, that's not fair, though, because I don't think that this is Nikki's business.
But it's not.
But it's fair.
So they say,
but it's fair. It's fair when the Barbs will do that to anybody else, especially someone that is on the opposite side.
Oh, yeah. Anyone they don't like, they can't breathe hard.
Right.
So
that's not fair.
Just my opinion. So let me take to the kitchen and I'll holler at you.
What you cooking today? What you cooking?
Our seafood boil.
Hmm?
Seafood boil.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think I want to eat that today.
Yeah.
Ooh, what you got in it?
Crab, shrimp, corn, sausage.
So,
yeah.
Oh my God, where you from? You from Louisiana?
I'm in Alabama, unfortunately.
Oh, so it's still good, but Alabama, that's good too, girl. I'm salivating at the thought. You're going to make me go get me a crawfish boil today. I think that's what I'm going to do. Thank you so much.
All right,
bye. Have a fantastic day. Bye. She really cooking that shit. She like, let me get off of here. And I feel you. Okay, she cooking, baby. She ain't got no time to be playing these Rainier games with me. 6188, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, it's me, Joseph.
What's poppin', Joseph?
Okay, so you know we get into some things. So
yes.
I might piss a lot of people off, but it's going to be what it's going to be. First of all, cancel culture is not real, because if cancel culture was real, people like Lil Boosie would have been behind bars. Let's just keep it what it is. And this is not about, I'm not going to even make this a Nicki Minaj or Cardi B. I'm not going to even make this a Stan thing, but I just feel like, why do we always wait till people pop off and are already in history and already instilled to try to cancel people? Because no tea, no shade, you know, they had that moment where Cardi B was calling black people roaches. And, you know, she was canceled for a day, and here she is. And I'm not going to let Nicki Minaj off the hook either, because how many songs do we have where she was calling, you know, the LGBT community sissies and F-A-G-G-O-T-S? How many times did we get that out of her music?
Well, you already know what I said about them. Nicki Minaj, well, while I love her to death, we cannot negate from the fact that she never says it, she does anything for the her boys and her gays. It's always about the women. And so there's not a lot of, I've always said this, the women don't really support gays anyway. So, and we let them off the hook, and we're the biggest fan base. We go and we argue, we fight, and we hate each other. We do all this stuff. But Nicki Minaj has also said things about, you know, black girl tragic, but we breeze past that. But same thing happened with Lizzo when Lizzo got her number one. Remember, Lizzo was in the headlines for some BS they were trying to get Lizzo on. Lizzo couldn't stay in the headlines for a minute. It just happens
but
when you get
it's
that number
already
one.
Been done. Like, history has already been made. Why do you can't, you can't cancel somebody when they're already in? They already have their coin. They already have their number one. People like Lizzo, girl, they already have the Grammy. They've already won. You can't make somebody lose when they've already won. It's too late to cancel them. That's why I say it's, cancel culture is not real. It's too late to try to cancel these people. Say so. I mean, if you want to be real, I mean, she might be at the top two spot next week. History has already been made. It's already done. And I'm going to even revert it back to you because, Armand, I'm going to tell you this, and this is something you want to get used to. No matter how many subscribers you get, and you could get to a million subscribers, they are always going to refer to you as the person who's transphobic, the one who hates black women, the one who called OG a monkey. They're always going to refer you to them.
Forever.
But it's hard to say, yeah, but I mean, but once you get these subscribers and once you get that, it's already done. I already got my bag. I'm already getting these strings. I'm already getting these subscribers. They did the same thing to James Charles. They had this whole makeup moment where, oh, he was targeting straight boys, this, that, and the third. He was canceled for like a week and to this day is the number one highest subscriber in the world by Jeffree Star. Like, cancel culture is not real. It's not. So, like, just if you didn't clock them in 2015 or whenever it happened, just drop it.
Pay
they
it.
Won. They won. You were playing checkers. They were playing chess. I already have the Grammy. I already have the number one. They, you can't take that away from me. I already have it. Like, where's Lil Boosie? Some of these people still listen to R. Kelly. But swore up and down he was canceled. Like, where was all this when Lil Boosie? Where was all the black people? How many rappers do you have that sit there and degrade women, talking about they ain't none but P-U-S-S? Like, how many times is that? But all of that is cool. But let them get a number one. Let them get a Grammy. Let something happen to them. Oh, no, this can't be true. Like, I mean, I have to find something negative about them to say, like, it just can't be true. They already won. It's done. Charge it to the game. Take it for what it is. Take the L, and you've lost. And people like Jason Lee want to speak up and be petty about Nicki, but his faith has said things that are a lot more problematic than that. So it's just like, just charge it to the game. She already won, and let it be what it is. Maybe next time y'all will give people in check from day one. I mean,
It's kind of like, well, here's my thing. None of us really expect, I think this is the part. Sometimes you don't really expect you to blow, right? You don't know. You're like, we can't predict the future, like, wholeheartedly. Like, you really don't know what's going to happen, right? So
right,
you make mistakes. You say things. Then you get, you boom, you blow up on a platform. It's going to come out. Now, here's the thing. Like you said, I agree with everything you said. It's at a point where she's already who she is. Now, if she does something like this again, then you cancel her. But at this point, it's like, you can't really do, this is her past. And like you said, if you didn't clock it then, it's nothing. Like, I'm sure there's, I mean, there's things in all of our past. If you get on a mega platform, someone can bring up and use it against you because we're not perfect.
Right. Like, it just makes no sense. It's already done. And I understand that, like, you know, sometimes we sleep on people. We don't know that people are going to, you know, pop off and be this big artist. But it's like, I mean, girl, that's on you. That's not on her. If Doja said she was going to be a star, one of these songs going to pop off. I mean, it just is, you know, Lil Nas X said some problematic things, but it didn't make it any better.
Okay, they said that this was 6 days ago. Somebody going to have to send me the date on that because I'd never seen, I didn't see no date.
Days ago, okay. If we talking like,
I didn't see that. I didn't see that because I blatantly asked for that. And don't send me no picture. Don't send, no, send me the date of the stream where she said this. Send me this.
But do you see the point? I mean, look how they did Tyra Banks. All of a sudden, you know, oh, Tyra Banks was, you know, trying to have people close their gaps. And, oh, she was going on people for being dark. They did the same thing to Tyra Banks. I'm already one of the top supermodels around the world, girl. If you didn't make an issue about it on next time out in 2005, don't make an issue about it now. It's already done.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You.
I'm going to take some more people because now they're trying to say that this was 6 days ago. Girl, send me the receipt. Thank you. All right, bye. All right. Okay. So, yeah, send me the receipt. Send me the receipt. Send me the receipt. Because we can't just jump out and say this was this day if we don't have the proof. Let me see. I'm going to my inbox. I want somebody to show me the screenshot that was 6 days ago. Okay, let's play the video one more time. That's very weird. That's very, 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 very weird. Now, if this is recent, then she's trash and garbage, and she deserves to be canceled. But if this is in the past, but that's going to be the argument. Can we prove that this is recent? Because if this is recent, I would literally be done. But I'm really kind of over her anyway because she's a little weird to me. And it's not weird in like a fun, quirky kind of way. It's a weird and an uncomfortable, disturbing, I'll slap the shit out you way. Okay. Let's take another call. 5385. Let's go, Eva.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry, I'm in my car because I'm picking up food. Check your inbox. Do not play with me, because that's the other tiny chat thing that she was accused of saying like racist stuff was literally May 16th, 2020. She goes on these chats and makes new accounts all the time. This isn't nothing new, and people knew about it, and the people that exposed her were the simps who she promised to flash. Remember that? That's who exposed her.
Yes.
The simps exposed her because she said. She told them, if you get me to number one, I will flash y'all. So they was upset, and they went in these threads, recorded. There's more videos that are going to come. There's
okay,
video
I do see that
come.
She be on these chats. I do see where you sent it to me that she do still be currently on these chats. So you might be right. This might be recent. Because this is recent.
Right. She be in there with them white people, and they be making – there's a video that's going to come out that I'm waiting on because, you know, there's 3,000 threads of these videos.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have videos, and some of them have been taken down by the website because I don't know if her team is working overtime. But there's a video where she tells the white people to call her a black, you know, whore, and she gets off on it and plays with her. Yes, it's going to come out. The simps are coming, and there's another video – where they're making racist jokes and she's laughing right along with them. So the thread that they're talking about, some of the videos have been taken out, but the simps are finding the videos and they're day by day they will be exposing the videos. Like today was the video everyone was asking for. Oh, I want to hear her say something racist. Well, they found it for you. There's more videos that are going to come. I even sent you that video where she's moaning for the white people, showing her assets. There's a video.
Yes, I seen that.
So there's more videos that are day by day going to be coming, but it's just like a matter of sitting.
Yeah, she was on there, but this one that I'm playing right now, this nigger one, this wasn't 6 days ago, but she was on there within 6 days ago with
that
pink.
That one was 2019 August. I sent you the picture. She's wearing the same wig, the same outfit, in the same background, and she posted that on her Instagram. That was in 2019. That wasn't a long time ago. That was just last year. Almost a year ago, if anything, 9 months ago. Look at
see.
It. The background, the same outfit, the same wig.
Okay, I'm about to post. I'm about to see if the people think that this is the same. Let's see. You know, you might be right. You might be. But you know what? Why does this shirt look white and that one look yellow? Maybe it's the picture.
She has a bra on, under that white camisole if you look at the video. But it's the same background, same wig, same beat, honey. Look at the beat.
Okay, let's look. I'm gonna pull up the picture right now. Let me pull it up. Let me pull it up right now. Let's get into some things. We're gonna get into our investigative tea right now. We're gonna see. Let's pull this picture up.
August 1st, 2019.
Wow.
With the same wig, same beat, the same background, with the little smarty thing. Let's be clear. These are recent. This is not old, like 5 years ago. Yeah, the homophobic stuff was 5 years ago, but she'd be in these rooms, like, heavily, and she'd be, I don't know what it is, like, she's a fetish for them, and it turns her on. I don't know, but I ain't finna, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't sit up in a room with white people who are making racist comments, and I'm sitting there saying racist stuff to get them off. That's weird.
Well, I'm convinced this was recent. That was just last year. She said that she's trash. Yeah, she should definitely be canceled. She's trash. She just said that. You're right. That's definitely recent. I agree.
And I do not want to. And I'm a Barty fan, but is it to attack Nicki Minaj? This isn't about Nicki Minaj. This is about Doja. Like, at the end of the day, nobody knows, you know, people's skeletons or their fetishes or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But once it comes to the light, people say, oh, you can't cancel people. Remember, these people get paid by sponsorships, promotions, for all these things. That's what's going to stop her bag. Music, she makes a little music. But cancel culture does exist when it's, you know what I'm saying, to the public eye, as far as if you want to support her or not. And this is, to me, this is disgusting. Like,
yes.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's creepy. It's fetish. It's weird. It's not weird in a quirky way. It's weird in a disturbing way, like a mentally ill weirdo way.
There's even a tweet that I sent you where she knows what incel means, because she tweeted that about her ex boyfriend. She called him an incel. And there's even I'll send you the YouTube video where she talks about hating her black hair, and she hates doing it, and she doesn't know why she was even black.
Look at the comment she made. Somebody said this is what a demon looked like when they closed their eyes in the shower. Like,
no, that's her caption.
Yeah, but you know what? This is what. See, I again, with all of this being said, I think now the micro. Like, see, this is the thing with success and fame. There's the glitz, the glamour, the number ones, the millions of fans, the money. But then it goes into the mirror being put on yourself, just kind of like when you do a reality show. You get to see your flaws and the little things that you get to be picked apart now. You're under a microscope and people are watching every little thing that you did. So she wasn't even as big as she was today back then. So people probably didn't even think nothing of it. But now it's like we're pulling out everything and now we're judging. Now we have something. Now we're like, wait a minute. We're paying more attention. And as we're digging and digging and digging, we're like, she's a weirdo. She's creepy. We don't like her. She makes people uncomfortable.
So it's
pretty interesting to see where she goes.
And if she was remorseful about it, she would have spoke about it already. As much as she gets on live, there was, you know what I'm saying? Like, she would have already nipped this in the butt, or her management or her team would have nipped this in the butt, apologized. But she hasn't yet. And the more she waits, the more videos will start producing and being on Twitter and all of the stuff. So, I mean, that's just, you know, what we found yesterday. And the skips are the one exposing.
Yes, up to date. Because you did send me this. You did send me this. And I'm convinced now that this was definitely recent. This video was from last year. Bye.
Okay, I'm about to get this food. Bye.
All right. Bye. She's about to eat. Okay, go ahead, girl. All right. So, yeah, that was definitely recent. All right. Did we have any super chats that wanted? Because I've seen some come in, but I didn't really get to pay close attention. Is there anybody that I needed to? Let me see. That I needed to call their number. No, I don't see anything. All right, thank you guys. She said you are Raquel said you are absolutely right about Doja. I like her music, but her personality is so weird. The way that word rolled off her tongue was at least, it was as if she uses it often. Lastly, this has nothing to do with Nicki. I'm sure she doesn't agree. DM Golitty, y'all names be hard. The James Charles issue was a cold lie though. Plus, that old white lady did James Charles a real room, okay, Thomas B. So according to this caller, black people should gotta accept disrespect. The cartoon looks like Rugrats in the background. Yes. All right. 8025, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Happy Saturday.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm actually on my rooftop of my building because it's so nice here in D.C.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah. So I just caught the show, so I'm on it. And I just want to say, you do know she has African father and a white mother.
Yes.
I think this is, to me, it's a weird fetish. It's a strange fetish. I think that growing up, I went to school with some kids that were biracial. We used to call them mulatto. So I knew some that identified with their white side and hated the fact that they were black. I knew some that were hated the fact that they had white in them and want to identify with all black. And oddly enough, even though we might not really understand it, this really goes back to how important it is having, if you're mixed, having both of your parents in your life. Like this is this weird-ish that she's doing, it's almost her way of self-deprecating, like someone who uses cocaine or someone who uses heroin. Her feeling degraded with of her black side is kind of a turn on because this girl has a very successful father who lives in South Africa. He's a very popular actor. I grew up watching his movies, and this guy has never met her, and she's never met him. And she probably feels really neglected and turned away by him. Now she's just pissed off at her black side. So when I saw this video, that's the first thing that came to my mind, the fact that she never knew her father, and her father is her what makes her black. She's half African. So I really feel like she hates the fact that she's never met this guy. I'm embarrassed. And honestly, I want to feel kind of, you know, you've heard that term, white man's whore and things like that. I want someone to slander me, but slander the side of me that I also hate. So, you know, that's what I kind of get out of looking at this video. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I want to put – I just kind of feel bad for her for the fact that she doesn't really have any attachment to her ethnic side, her black side. So I kind of feel more pity than anger. I'm not angry at her saying that. To be honest, I grew up with kids who did things. They did a lot of weird-ish, the ones that were mixed and biracial, but they only lived with one part of the family and not the other part of the family. So I really feel like maybe she needs to see, you know, get some counseling for this. But I also, too, I still feel that she's really young. What, she's like, what, 24? You know?
She's 25.
Oh, 25, okay. What just highlights this is the fact that she is becoming a superstar. If she was any old girl, there's thousands of girls, hundreds of thousands of girls out there like her who's doing the same exact thing, who feels neglected by half of their side. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of what I get out of this. But I hope as she gets older, she connects with her father. I mean, I've heard her father talk about her on a radio station saying, oh, I have a very successful daughter in America that's a superstar. So why don't you go and see her? So, you know, that's kind of what I get out of looking at this. Almost like a cry for help. So that's what I want.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much, Lou. Love you. Thank you. Love you for
enjoy
calling.
Enjoy
your set. You too. You too. Sorry, didn't mean to hang up that quickly, but you enjoy your evening, I mean your day. I was just, hold on, Kay, I got you next. You're up next. I'm getting into Ken. Daytime said, watch the other bloggers take this info from you without saying, according to the Armand Wiggins Show, shout out to you and your call with the receipt. Armand, I said what I said. Curl. All right, what somebody said, all right, for the $50 shirt. Listen, well, you know how we do. I think someone said here on my community page that I was a trendsetter. So I think that those are dope. I think, so, or not a trendsetter, that's not the word. Influence. I always appreciate you, Candace, because you acknowledge that you get things from the Armand Wiggins Show. You don't mind throwing it in a video or giving me a shout out, because we are all going to work together. You get what I'm saying? Even though I have such a small platform, you don't mind sharing your people with me, and you don't mind sharing your coin. So thank you for that, sis. But girl, now you're finna get me in a world of mess. I don't know who she's talking about, by the way. Y'all just, but you know, this is live. You never know. People just say what they say and they feel what they feel, and it is what it is, because people do take my shit and they don't give any credit. That's not anything new. These are just facts. But it's okay, because we're still growing. But it doesn't hurt to just throw a dog a bone and be like, yo, this is where I got it from. That's it. 49. Okay, no, we got to get her one girl. Okay. What was her number? Oh, shoot. Uh-oh. 2347. You're live on the air. Hey, what's going on? Hello,
can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm so glad I finally caught you live. And
yes.
I'm not going to lie. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. Okay. So I'm so glad I caught you live, but I'm really just catching up on the Doja Cat, like the controversial thing. It really doesn't surprise me, and the reason why I wanted to hurry up and call is because you said exactly how I feel about Doja. You know, I can't say that she hasn't had a couple of bops. I will say that she's had a couple. I'm not saying all of it has been, but she definitely is off. She's one of them people that kind of plays on that. I don't know if she wants to be considered extra creative, creative or super, independent. I don't know what she wants to be considered, but she definitely does the fucking, She definitely does the absolute most. And
okay.
The caller right before me said, while I was waiting on the line, she said so many things exactly like I wanted to present them also. She was like about how Doja is biracial and she doesn't seem to be very accepting of her African-American side. So, you know how sometimes when people are biracial, they try to play on that, and they know that they can't pander to one side more than the other, depending on where they, which side they've been raised with, where they've grown up. They can pander to either side. So that's
Sorry.
Not surprising that they've made it to number one. Versus, Beyonce, Meg Thee Stallion, who are very urban, the very ethnic. Meg Thee Stallion, even though she's tried to cross over a bit, she still is so abrasive and aggressive, like us, you know what. She wasn't going to be Doja Cat, and I knew that only because Doja Cat is way more pop than Meg Thee Stallion is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
However,
yes.
She's one of those people that tries to use her black card in a sarcastic way, like saying, oh, because, I can say the N-word, and I can also say the N-word around my white cousins that I've grown up with. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and I can
right.
That it's okay for me to use the N-word and use it freely because I got this cousin over here that don't mind me saying it and calling her that in front of me and even thinks that it's cute. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
She's one of them people that already – it has – the things that she does has no rhyme or reason. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got people like Tyler, the Creator, who are extra, I feel like. But they still have a foundation. They got something that they're grounded in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Doja is more one of those people who is going to sensationalize everything. She's going to do something to cause people to talk about her because she's crying out for help. She likes attention. You know what I'm saying? And why not use my race card? Because I'm rising on these poppy charts, but I can also pander to the black people. I'm sorry?
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. My bad. So I'm just basically saying, like, Doja, she seems like she has, I don't put it past her. I don't put it past her at all to do that on purpose and then come back later on and then say that, oh, it's because, you know, you guys, I am black. You know what I'm saying? You're only black when it's convenient. And she definitely seems like one of those type of people that will use the black card when she wants to create some type of hysteria or be able to have a pass to do something that may be offensive to black people. But she won't go to the Jimmy Kimmel show and say, you know, she won't say the same thing on the Jimmy Kimmel show. She's going to be real poppy and tootsie with them. So she just seems like the type that, you know, I
do
know.
Do you
man,
think that we're
going to
do, is she going to get, is, do you think she should be canceled?
I think that we should wake up and realize that she was never anybody to us anyway. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. See, she's just now becoming popular to us in our community because of the whole Nicki Minaj collaboration. Nobody was even really checking for Doja in our community until that.
No, that's fact. I agree.
You know what I'm saying? That Tyga single is about the only reason why we know her. That Be I'm a Cow, go to the hood and see who knows what that is. No one knows what that is. That's all that crazy, artsy, you know, we don't know what that is. But we've heard of her. If anyone has heard of her, they heard of her previously through Tyga, through that single she had with Tyga. But now they only know about her because of the Nicki Minaj feature. And I do want to also ask this because I'm definitely not a Barb at all.
Okay.
But I am one of the people who has definitely been a fan of Nicki's.
Okay.
I just wonder, like, lately I do start to question things, and I'm wondering because I was looking at Nicki sideways before the Megatron, before she wanted to invent herself as, I guess, the enemy or the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at her sideways when she was doing features with Tekashi 6ix9ine. Back when Tekashi 6ix9ine started hopping in all the, you know what I'm saying, the controversial stuff. So it seems like lately Nicki just want to hop in something with someone who will be controversial. Because she realizes that press is press, whether it's positive or negative. And usually, if it's concerning Nicki, it's going to be negative anyway, because it's always her in conflict with someone. So I'm wondering if everybody keeps saying, oh, Nicki wouldn't have done that. You don't know. Nicki may have done it just because she knew Doja is controversial and controversy sells. So I'm just saying, I'm not saying that, oh, Nicki is self-hating or Nicki, you know, Nicki was disrespectful to the black community. But I think Nicki definitely plays chess.
All right,
too,
caller. They're kicking you off the air. They're super chatting you off the air. They're saying you long winded.
Okay, y'all.
Thank you, caller.
Okay, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay. Whew. How many more? Okay, we got a couple because we got to get out of here, too. Okay, so 4973. Okay. Y'all got her out of here. Y'all is crazy. 4973.
Hi, Armand. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. Okay, so what I wanted to say is I 100% agree with you. I think Doja is the light-skinned girl that I would have gotten into a fight with in high school. Just, I could tell that she says things that are just a little bit, because of the way she looks, she could probably get away with it. But my main reason for calling is that I think that she definitely needs to be canceled. I personally feel very hurt and irritated when situations like this happen because I myself am biracial. And I don't think that there's any excuse for, like, this weird race play behavior that she's doing. And I think your comment section is super smart. I've been paying attention. They've been commenting about the race play stuff. What I think is happening here is that Doja probably experienced what I experienced as a child, being teased by white people, being, you know, raised by your white parent and probably thinking that your black parent wasn't shit. Like, I understand that, but I don't think there's any excuse for being an adult and carrying that trauma with you into your adulthood. It's your responsibility to process it. And to me, it seems like she's just trying to reenact, like, in these little chats, I mean, she's reenacting her trauma, because I'm sure there's probably like a bunch of little creepy white boys who used to say weird stuff to her growing up. And she's the same age. We're the same age too, by the way. And I've put in like a lot of work. It was a lot of work to try to unlearn the stuff that was told to me as a kid. And so I feel like it's her responsibility to do so and to not try to profit off of the black community, because I agree with the previous caller. I didn't know who the F Doja was until we really made her hot. Like, we don't like her for the weird stuff. We like her for the bop. And so I feel like she owes it. I think she owes it to the black community to, you know, at least say something and address this, and don't blame it on her black father not being there. Don't blame it on bullying as a kid, because there's plenty of biracial people who were teased and harassed and bullied as children and don't grow up to be like touching themselves on camera for white men. Like, that's just it's not an excuse. It's really not.
Hold on. I'm pulling up. I'm listening to you, but they're saying they want me to pull up her. Let's see. I think this is the picture of her mama, her mammy. Is that her? Is that Deborah? And then maybe this is the thing. This is the picture of the father.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just how many, like, I don't know. There are examples of biracial celebrities that don't really, you know, use their biracial identity. I see the picture of the dad now. Who use their biracial identity to, like, you know, secure their spot. I feel the problem is we keep putting these girls in positions of power that we're not doing our research on. Like, how many times are we going to let people in that really don't have our best interests at heart, when there's plenty of artists who are like racially sound? I miss the days when female rappers were like actually smart.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, I mean, like, girl, she went to college. Like, there's no excuse. There's really no excuse for this type of behavior, because the second I got out of the environment, like, that I'm assuming was similar to hers, the second I got out of predominantly white schools, I started to do the work that it takes to really process, like, my identity as a biracial woman, to the point where I, you know, I pretty much just identify as black. Like, if you look at me, you wouldn't know that I'm biracial. And so I kind of just go off of what people assume me to be, because when I get pulled over, guess what? I can't bring out I'm biracial card. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, this is a trip. I'm just looking at the parents, and you could tell she really probably does want to identify more with her white mother. Sad.
But that's all I have to say.
Thank you so much,
Boo.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, we got one more. I think we got one more. What's the other call? Let me know what the other one was. Somebody put it in the chat. Girl, we over. You know me. Oh, they saying check Instagram. Send me the number. Oh. 7127. Live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How you doing? It's Bianca.
Hey, what's going on, Bianca?
Nothing much. I definitely am enjoying this live. I really am glad that, like, you actually had a mixed person, biracial person call in and kind of talk about their experience. It actually kind of gave me an idea that maybe on one of your non-pop culture lives, maybe you do a live about, you know, mixed people, and just, like, have them call and talk about their experiences and how we accept or don't accept them. I think it would be really interesting. But those just trash, okay?
Okay.
And the way that, you know, she identifies, she clearly doesn't identify as being part of our culture. It's clear. It's been made crystal clear. You know, I didn't really know much about her. I would be part of what they call the GP, you know, for her. Her world, which is like a general public kind of casual listener type of person. So me canceling her probably isn't going to do much, because I wasn't really on her like that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's like canceling a person is a personal choice to me. I don't need a group of people to be with me for me to cancel somebody. So if I'm done with you, I'm done with
you're
you.
Just
and
done,
I am done with
right?
her. Yeah,
but
I'm
is there
done with
anything
her.
That she can do to bring to make to bring to do better?
I mean, she's, I think time, you know what I'm saying? Time. Just when people, you know, bring up Nicki Minaj or whatever and Cardi and stuff like that. Like me personally, I feel like the apology, as the saying goes, is changed behavior. You know, I don't know that there's anything she can really say that would make it better. It's just kind of like time and showing that you're not that same person and you don't have those same ideals. I don't know how she would show that. But just in my mind, you know, that's all I could think. I don't feel like there's anything that she could say. She's just garbage.
I kind of feel like maybe perhaps you probably weren't that interested in her anyway. You were giving her a chance. You're probably a lot like me. I feel like we were giving her a chance. And then this just took us over.
Yes. She ruined it. She ruined it. And like, you know, and you know, clearly from my previous calls that I'm a very, very, very big Cardi fan. But I'm not going to sit here and try to drag Nicki into this. You know, that's really one of the differences between Cardi fans and Barbs. We don't try to drag just for the sake of dragging. Nicki probably didn't know anything about this. You know, I doubt she would be all digging into the internet this deep to know all this stuff about this girl. She saw an opportunity to work with a hot artist. That's what big artists do. She took it. Like, I don't think that she's co-signing this girl's behavior and her thoughts. So I don't think it's fair to bring Nicki into it. And I also don't think it's fair for people to keep trying to bring Cardi into it. Going back to what I said before, if I want to cancel somebody, I can cancel them. I don't need an army. So I'm not going to keep talking about stuff from 3-4 years ago. But Cardi said this, because I want you to cancel her. If I don't mess with her, I don't mess with her. If I'm arguing with somebody and I call them a name, if I'm arguing with a white woman and I call her a stupid bee, does that mean that I think every white woman is a stupid bee?
Right.
No, it means the girl that I'm talking to. So if Cardi's arguing with a girl and she calls her a roach, that does not mean she's talking about every black woman. I don't understand where that came from.
No, I get you. Listen, that's a whole nother conversation. We might have to table that and do a part two. I'm with you. I'm with you. And I don't think this was about Nicki either. But, you know, I just had to put that into perspective because I feel like if Cardi was attached to Doja like Nicki is, it would have been canceled Cardi and Doja Cat.
You already know, Armand, but again, that's because that group of, you know, the Childish Gambinos, like they just can't, Cardi's on their mind 24/7. It doesn't matter what she's doing. So yes, it would have been a totally different story. But in this case, people with sense are on the other side and can be empathetic and understand that Nicki cannot be held responsible for what this trick did and what she has said. She's disgusting and I'm done with her. And even if she goes number one every week, I'm done with her. So it don't matter. She's not getting no money or no play from me. I'm good.
From you, right. I'm with you on that because I feel like I could listen to her songs, but like I don't think I like her personality. Like I don't think I need to. I would want to work with her. Like because I feel like I get into it with her. Like, girl, you got me effed up. Like, don't talk to me. Like, I feel like she'd dry like insult me, and I have to check her. Like.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah,
like,
no, and I think your analysis of her personality is spot on. You could tell she's a smart aleck, and you know you would probably have to really like read her one.
I would have to read her, her for blood.
Yeah, she looks like
I would have to really break her down, like something fierce, and let her know that you are nothing. Like you know what I like. I would have to, and I don't even want to go there, but I feel like I would have to let her know, like, don't you ever think that you're going to play with me. But yeah, thank you, caller. Thank you.
You're welcome. All
right, bye. All right, Trail. Well, we're going to play this video one more time. Y'all not going to get me on here for 2 hours. Wow, that's just so weird to me. That's weird. Wow. All right, y'all. So, yeah, we're going to wrap up there. That is so, so easy and loose, and that's just so weird to me. That's so weird. That's so weird. And that was recently. That was last year.